time.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody a happy Sunday, and hopefully everyone had a wonderful Valentine's Day. Love was just in the air all week. It was everywhere. So we're going to kick it off with my experience in Atlantic City on Thursday for the evening, an evening with 112 concert. Now, anyone who knows me knows that I'm a huge 112 fan. But, you know, I've become more like family. So it was an awesome experience. The guys came out. They had energy. They gave the ladies roses. They performed. They had their suits on. And then afterwards, we had an awesome time at the after party. It was just awesome. It was an awesome event. They sung all of the hits. All of the lovely couples were in the air and kissing and, you know, just having a great time. So shout out to 112 for their performance at the House of Blues at the Showboat Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City. Love was also again in the air for Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey. Nick Cannon did an interview with New York Daily News this weekend. They asked him what was his plans for Valentine's Day with the lovely Mariah Carey. He said, make some more babies, plain and simple. So he said, we definitely got a babysitter for Valentine's Day. Those are very special moments for us. We are hopeless romantics. I'm a hopeless romantic, and so is my wife. And we plan on adding some more additions to our wonderful family. The two already have a set of twins that were born on Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey's third wedding anniversary in April. The two twins, Monroe and Moroccan, turned two this past April. So it's actually a good time for them to start having kids. Nick Cannon's career is just taking off. He's just on everything. He is on the new fake reality show on BET called Real House Husbands of Hollywood. And he is awesome. He is hilarious. Not to mention, Nick just came up after he got married to Mariah. His whole career just took off, and it's just popping, and I'm just happy for the both of them. The questions are still out as to whether Mariah will return to American Idol for a second season next year. Things have been kind of rocky with her on the American Idol show with her relationship with rapper Nicki Minaj. So hopefully Mariah does stick around, because Mariah has clout within the music industry, and I think any up-and-coming singer can learn a lot from Mariah, because she's been in the industry, she's suffered highs and she's suffered lows in the industry, not to mention she has an impeccable voice. So anyone who can train under Mariah Carey would just be an awesome singer. So I really think she adds that realness to American Idol that we've kind of been missing. Even though, you know, J-Lo is incredible, she has incredible voice, she's very talented, I just don't think you can compare anybody that they've had on the show, female-wise, to Mariah Carey. So, you know, if she gets pregnant again and, you know, they make it work and add additions to their family, I don't think that Mariah Carey is going to come back to the American Idol show. I do think that she will take a hiatus from the show or just not return if her and Nick do, in fact, end up having more children. So, shout out to them. Congratulations. I'm happy for them because both of their kids are adorable. Now, last week I did a report and released information that Lil Mama will be playing Left Eye in the biopic series that's going to showcase the life of the TLC group. I'm kind of interested to see what's really going to happen with this whole thing. Like, I want to tune in to see it. But now Keke Palmer has been set to be cast as Chili. And Drusa Dora has been casted as T-Boz. Now, visually, the mental picture that I have, things don't add up mentally. I'm looking at a picture of TLC right now, the original group, TLC, the only group that really matters. And I just, the people that they have set to cast just really don't depict the women of the group. You know, it's so sad that Left Eye has passed on, and she's been gone for over 11 years, and it's just crazy because I just cannot see anybody really playing these women. It's really going to be interesting. I do like Keke Palmer. I do think that she is an awesome young actress. But to channel someone like Chili, I don't know. Drusa Dora, she's mainly known for being the side chick on The Game. She's also played in a lot of the different plays that travel around the country. But you really don't hear that much about Drusa Dora, so I guess this film would kind of be like her almost coming out type of thing. But I just have to see how this whole thing plays out. Chili and T-Boz do have a heavy hand in this series that will be airing on VH1. So they know what they're doing when it comes to who is going to depict them in a series or a movie or whatever. So, you know, got to trust the two people who are original members of the group to be able to cast these women to play them in a TV show. So it's going to be interesting. So shout out to TLC, one of my favorites of all time. Last week we reported about the threats on rapper Rick Ross, and he finally opened up about the shooting for the first time. If you didn't get a chance to check out the Grammys from last week, he was like on his A game. I mean, just suited up, booted up. He had little bow tie and a little black jacket and the white button-up shirt. So you can kind of see some things are changing about the image that he's trying to portray. The reality is Rick Ross is not hood. He's not a gangster. So the letter that Uncle Luke wrote that I read last week was really, you know, valid. He's not a gangster. So you just got to be careful when you are a rapper and you're dropping names of people that you do not know to put out the image that you are hooder than what you are. So it looks like he took the memo. He did say that he, you know, will not allow the shooting to bring him down. However, he is going to revamp his career and, you know, hopefully everything works out for the best for him. And we don't hear any more shooting threats or anything because, you know, if Biggie and Pac had taught us anything, you just need to be careful, especially when you're in the rap game, about the image that you put out, the people that you hang around, the dealings that you do, the stuff that you say, because ultimately it ends up in some fatal tragedy. And, you know, I really hate to see Rick Ross get mixed up into something that, you know, he really has no business dealing with in the first place. Singer, I guess he's a rapper now because he's doing hooks on some people's songs. So singer, rapper, Chris Brown, whatever we want to call him, was involved in a serious car accident. Sources are reporting that Chris Brown was involved in a car accident with paparazzi Saturday afternoon, and his lovely Porsche was totaled. This says that the occupants jumped out with cameras, aggressively approaching Chris Brown's vehicle in an effect to remove him from the situation. He began to back down an alley, which was the point of the cutoff from two additional paparazzi videos. Chris Brown's vehicle was totaled due to this aggressive pursuit by the paparazzi. However, he was not injured, and no one in the car with him was injured. However, there was a young lady in the car with him, but no sources have leaked out who the individual was who was in the car with him. You know, I love Ocho Cinco with all my heart because he is a former Cincinnati Bengals player, and I loved what he represented when he played for the team. However, I don't know what is this, like, going on. It seems like ever since he lost Cincinnati, you know, he lost playing for us, that he just has went down like this whirlwind. So apparently he has been spotted and he has a new girlfriend. And for those of you who followed the situation last year, Ocho Cinco was married to reality star from Basketball Wives Miami, Evelyn Lozada. It ended up in a divorce due to a domestic dispute between the two. So Chad Johnson has moved on, and he has a little red-headed cutie. Her name is Lauren Papel. She is the daughter of infomercial star Ron Papel, and they have been spotted together in several different locations. The most recent spotting was in Madrid. He has been on about a 3-week vacation in Madrid doing some tourism and just trying to get away. And his lovely lady joined him for a Valentine's Day getaway. However, Miss Lauren Papel is not a stranger to celebrity hookups and relationships. She was involved with the incomparable, sexy, handsome man, recently married man, Justin Timberlake, and she has been spotted with a couple of NFL players as well as people in the NBA, not to mention Mr. Kevin Durant. She was with him for a short stint when he first got drafted into the NBA, but she quickly moved on to other players. So, So I guess her and Evelyn kind of have something in common because they both move on to other people fairly quickly, and they move on to people who are fairly wealthy. I mean, I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but I am saying that she looks for the healthy, wealthy men who are in the industry. However, to go from Justin Timberlake to Ocho Cinco, is that a downside because he's unemployed? I don't know. But he does still have money, I think, even though he owes child support. Either way, he's a very handsome young man, and, you know, he does have the potential to hopefully get drafted or go back to the NFL to play for somebody's team to come up in his career some kind of way, because last time I reported a couple of months ago, he was doing back child support. But if you're taking trips to Madrid, that's not cheap. So maybe he needs to get his life in order, some things back in line. I don't know. But, you know, shout out to Ocho Cinco anyway. Rapper 2 Chainz was arrested in Maryland for marijuana charges. Apparently, he was on his way to Bowie State University to do a performance, and on his way to Bowie State University, he was driving down 197, and a suspicious smell was coming from the rented vehicle that he was driving, and the cops pulled him over. Now, what I find absolutely appalling about this whole thing is not the fact that this man was pulled over because he was smoking marijuana, but that the two arresting officers took a picture with this fool at the jail precinct. Like, really? Like, y'all were that pressed to get a picture with him after booking him for smoking marijuana in a rented vehicle? Like, where the heck are your priorities at? Like, where is the sheriff and the state trooper at? Because that would have never happened if that was them. Like, that should come, that's so tacky. But, you know, that's Maryland for you. Anyway, the rapper was released with a drug charge, and he has to come back and appeal in court. But, you know, I'm assuming that since he has to come back and you know, fight the charge or whatever, that the judge is going to want to take a picture with him because he's 2 Chainz. I mean, we're going to leave that whole little situation alone. But, you know, whatever. The law needs to get it together and not be starstruck. I mean, I kind of understand if it was like Jay-Z or somebody, but this is 2 Chainz. I mean, really, let's be serious. How long is this man's career going to last? I promise we won't see him in 2014, but you didn't hear from me. Okay, so love is always in the air around Valentine's Day. Everyone, it's just something about the pink, the red, the white, all mixed together with the hearts and stars and all that good little lovey-dovey stuff. So Kanye West, who is currently dating Kim Kardashian and has impregnated Kim Kardashian, and he's saying she's a gold digger user, but she don't pick nobody that ain't broke. So, he dropped $70,000 on Miss Kim K, and they also recently found out the sex of their baby, but they are keeping it to themselves. So, Kim Kardashian received, for her Valentine's Day present, a $70,000 new diamond Cartier Panther cuff for her arm. So, when I heard the story, I wanted to actually see what the cuff actually looked like. And just the fact that it was $70,000 kind of, like, blew me because it's cute. It's a really cute cuff. Like, it's really cute. Like, congratulations, boo-boo, on your little panther. But $70,000, like, honestly, I feel like you could have went to Jerry and got it for, like, $4,000. But, you know, there's nothing too good for Miss Kim K because Kanye has been spending lots and lots of money spreading wonderful joys for her since she announced that she was pregnant. And, you know, they really seem to be in love, and I'm very happy for them. I hope that it lasts. I hope that, you know, it doesn't end in a bad situation. I do hope, in fact, that the baby is Kanye's because it has been rumored that Chris Humphries is the father of the baby, because apparently around the time that they were engaging in activity, she had engaged in activity with her husband, which she should be doing. But they just can't let each other go, and that's just the way it is. So hopefully Kanye West and Kim, you know, they get, you know, married. Hopefully Chris Humphries will, you know, give her the divorce that she's asking for so she can be happy with her man gay. So, you know, congratulations. This house out goes to them. So for any of you who tuned in last night to Oprah Winfrey's interview with Beyonce on the OWN Network, I'm sure a lot of you were, you know, I was glued to the TV. I'm not a major fan of Beyonce for personal reasons, but, I mean, the interview was kind of like, I don't know, it was kind of basic. I mean, it was a good interview. You know, she talked about Blue Ivy being her best friend and things like that. Now, some things I can't connect with. It may be just because I've never had a child yet, but, I mean, it was one comment that she made about, you know, channeling Blue energy, and they were talking as Blue was coming out of her, you know, stuff when she was giving birth. And I was kind of like, what? Okay, so yeah. So those are probably some of the things that I don't understand yet because I'm not, you know, I haven't been pregnant and I haven't given birth yet. Okay, so because, you know, there's still speculations that whether or not Beyonce actually gave birth or, you know, whatever. So, you know, Beyonce made comments that, you know, during her pregnancy she gained 57 pounds. But I was trying to understand where the heck did the 57 pounds go because every time we saw her on TV, she still looks like Beyonce. So I was trying to figure out where did the curse come from, and maybe the 57 pounds were, yeah, where was that at? So, you know, but last night she revealed her HBO series, the documentary. I did not catch the documentary, just because I had some other stuff I had going on. But, yeah, I did not catch it, but I did hear that it was good. So, you know, shout out goes to her. Want to send a very, very, very happy birthday to Mr. Michael Jordan, who is turned 50 today. I love Michael Jordan. I wear his shoes. And I was a major fan in the 90s when he was a part of the Chicago Bulls. And I just think that he's just an awesome person. I love his shoes, and I love shoes in general. But, you know, I also love him because he's just Michael Jordan, and he's just the freaking best. So, yeah. So, suspicious activity was going on this week. You know that I am a celebrity reality show junkie. So, there were some pictures floating around this week that Miss Erica Mena from Love & Hip Hop New York, also the on and off girlfriend of Olivia's manager, is now pregnant. Erica Mena came to a club in D.C. where she was taking pictures and people were talking about, like, this is her baby bump. Like, boom. Okay. So the problem that I have with the fact that she has a baby bump is the fact that when her on and off again boyfriend was asked about this baby bump, like, are you happy? Are you sad? Like, I mean, congratulations. Like, I didn't know she was pregnant. See, that type of stuff right there is the stuff that be making me angry. Like, so if you're not pregnant, right, or if you're trying to get back at him or whatever the case may be, why would you take pictures at a club of your stomach poking out? Like, because you, on one picture you see she's with a celebrity entertainment specialist, and she's holding her stomach, and she's like, look, this is Auntie Ashley's new, you know, baby. And Erica's like, yes, this is my baby bump. Okay, boom, all right, great, wonderful. Then you see another picture of her standing by a man, and she's just sucking everything in. Like, really? Like, that's not cute. Like, and then the fact that the so-called baby daddy doesn't even know that you're possibly pregnant or you might be pregnant, like, is that tacky or what? I mean, get your life together. Like, that is so tacky to be taking club pictures talking about some, I got a baby bump. First of all, it's not cute to have a baby bump in the club. It's not cute at all. I don't care if you're naked. I don't care if you're wearing a tight dress. I don't care if you're wearing a long dress. It doesn't matter. A baby bump in the club is not attractive. Not attractive. So I just want to put that disclaimer out there. It's not attractive. So if you're pregnant and you go to the club, and then you got all your girlfriends around you, and they want to talk about your baby bump, that's not sexy. Friends, if you have girlfriends out here who want to go to the club and they have a baby bump, tell them to stay at home. That's not sexy. I'm sorry. So, Beyonce finally revealed a picture of Miss Baby Blue Ivy Carter. Now, I saw the picture, and she looks like Jay-Z. Like, I see Beyonce kind of, sort of. But I really see Jay-Z. So, you know, congratulations to her on finally leaking out a picture of Baby Blue, because I've been so sick of seeing this little thing through a car seat with a cover over her face. And you're like, what? And it's like, yeah, can we see the baby? Can we please see what she looks like? I mean, yeah. So congratulations goes out to Beyonce again for covering the magazine of the Gentlewoman in the UK. Beyonce is just everywhere. She will be releasing new music coming out this year, and there are talks about a new Destiny's Child album coming out. Not a compilation of music that they just released of love songs and one new song, but apparently they are coming back out with a new album for the fans. And I think this is going to be interesting. I can't wait to see what Keisha Cole has to say about that, because we do know the day of the Super Bowl, 2 weeks ago today, she did release a very unflattering comment in regards to Miss Michelle of Destiny's Child, and speaking in terms of that she's whack and, you know, other things like that. And I think that is just so rude. So hopefully everybody turned in last week to the Grammys. I caught a little bit of the Grammys. I thought the performance for the tribute to Bob Marley, I thought it was extremely well put together. I thought it was well overdue. I happen to love Rihanna when she is in a Caribbean mood, when you can, you know, really hear her in her element. I really think that I would love for Beyonce to actually put out a reggae album. I think that that would be really, really good for her. Shout out to Jamaica, because that's where my family on my father's side is from, so shout out to them. There were lovely pictures. The couples looked awesome at the Grammy Awards. Kelly Rowland, hands down, took home the crowning glory for the dresses of the evening. Her dresses was banging. Kelly has been working out. She looks awesome. Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa look really nice on the red carpet. I really did like their whole little style. So, you know, shout out to the Grammys. It was, you know, a wonderful time. They did take time to pay tribute pre-Grammys to the late passing of Miss Whitney Houston. It was a year on February 11th that we lost our dear, sweet Whitney Houston. So shout out to her family and shout out to the Grammy Awards in general. Now I'm going to do a mini reality show rant today. We're going to start, kick it off with Miss Candy Burris from Real Housewives of Atlanta, one of my favorite shows in the whole wide world. So Candy revealed on last Sunday's episode that she wants to record a gospel song with Mr. Marvin Sapp. Now, a lot of people tweeted about that, and there was a lot of controversy going on about that because they're like, well, how can you get out here and sing gospel music, but you have a sex toy line? Listen, it doesn't matter what line she has. If she wants to sing to the Lord, let that girl sing to the Lord, because Candy has an awesome voice, and if Marvin Sapp wants to work with her, who gives a darn what the girl is selling? It doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, we all do stuff that we're either not supposed to do or we're going to regret or whatever it is. However, it don't stop her cash flow. If she's going to make a gospel album, she's going to make a gospel record. It doesn't matter what anybody says. So I think that people just need to stop hating. However, Miss Kenya, I can't stand her. I don't like her. I heard her Stallion Booty DVD fall flat. I hope that... you know, she just, I just don't like her. I think she's whack. I think the fact that she paid a man to come onto the show to pretend to be her man is just proof that she's whack. I don't care what her body looks like. I don't care what title she has. I don't care what clout she has in the industry. I don't care what company she owns. If you have to pay a man to pretend to be your man, and then he don't even pretend to be your man, right, you're whack. Keisha Cole should have sent that message straight to Kenya, because she's whack, okay? Shout out to NeNe, because like I said, it took me 5 seasons to really, really like her, and NeNe is really, really doing her thing, and I love her. I think the fact that she's on reality shows, she's on magazine covers, all these things that she's doing, I think is absolutely great. So I hope that everything works out for her and she, you know, continues to soar. I can't wait to see what this wedding is going to be like between her and Grandin, and, you know, shout out to her. Be sure to tune in tomorrow to Love & Hip Hop New York, because the fight is going to go down between Joe Budden and Miss Tahiri. I'm taking dibs on Tahiri, so if anybody wants to bet me, tweet me. I will definitely be tweeting you back. I'm going for Tahiri. I don't think the little 21-year-old really know what she's talking about. Just because you his woman for now don't mean that he really thinking about you, because apparently he's been calling on Tahiri for weeks to try to help him get over his drug problem. So my question is, where the heck were you when this man was getting high? You're probably getting high with him, but you didn't hear that from me. So hopefully Tahiri knocks her out one good time. I'm not a fan of violence. However, I do believe sometimes when people need to be put in their place because they get out of place sometimes, sometimes you just need the right person to knock them out and put it right back in there. So that is my celebrity rant for the
Mo
day.
Mo Williams will throw in. Rashard Lewis playing off the ball. Lewis gets it to LeBron for three for the win. Yes! LeBron James at the buzzer!
The Cavaliers have pulled it out to tie the series and won a miraculous night. You are now entering to the locker room with DJ and Altitude.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a lovely Sunday. Great job, Diva J. Another excellent episode of Diva Got the J. How you feeling?
I'm good. How you been?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right, man. I'm hanging in there. But again, this is the locker room with me, your man Out to Do, and her, Diva J. Real quick, I have to talk about you hating on Beyonce. All right?
That has nothing to do with sports.
This is hip-hop's power couple. Jay and Beyonce are untouchable. It has something to do with sports, kind of like 6 degrees of separation, though, because Jay-Z is the part owner of the Brooklyn Nets, so it's okay. But do not, I repeat, do not hate on B. She clearly didn't have a surrogate.
First of all, let's be clear. I didn't hate on her. Okay, I actually talked nice about her. If you actually heard the whole thing.
Nah, I felt a little hint of hate.
It's no hate. Trust me, it's no hate.
You know what I mean? It was compliment.
I would never hate on Beyonce.
What
not on the air.
Hate. All right, good. We just now that we got that cleared up.
But let's be clear. The only reason you even wanted to comment on that is because you like Beyonce. It's like it's the whole Serena thing all over again. Like
no. It's
Beyonce
nothing like Serena.
If Beyonce was talentless. Please believe, you wouldn't have said anything.
Listen. It's nothing like Serena. Because, number one, Serena, in all of her glory, totally different from Beyonce. In fact, I'm a huge Jay fan. Anybody that knows me knows that I think Jay is the greatest. But moving on, we can't be talking about you know, hip-hop and entertainment. We got a sports show to run.
I
you know
was
what I mean?
To tell you the same thing, but you wanted to comment on
that. No, I mean, I just had to let the people know, man. Shout out to Jay-Z, though. But I want to start the show off by saying happy birthday to the greatest basketball player to ever set foot on an NBA basketball court, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Happy birthday, man. Salute.
Anytime you got to say the man's full name, you know he's important.
He's the greatest. It's almost like Michael Joseph Jackson, the greatest. You know what I mean? It's no coinky dink that both of their initials is MJJ. I'm just saying.
Only you would, you know, take the time out to, you know, do that comparison. But,
nah,
you know,
man,
Michael Jackson is definitely the greatest of
definitely
all time.
The greatest. Ever. He's the greatest entertainer the earth has ever seen.
I agree.
Ever. All right. But moving on. Danica Patrick, just a little left from what we usually talk about, but she just made history being the first woman ever to win pole position at the Daytona 500. So congratulations to Danica Patrick. That's huge.
Awesome.
Have you been paying attention to sports this week?
I have. I miss football.
You understand the greatness that is happening right before our eyes? Shout out Mr. C.R. Bundy, who is responsible for, you know, that beautiful opening, for the beautiful opening of TLR. And it just so happens that LeBron James is mentioned in that opening. And it just so happens that LeBron James is setting the NBA on fire right now. In fact, his streak just ended, I believe, Thursday against the Oklahoma City Thunder. But LeBron became the first player in NBA history to average over 30 points while shooting over 60% from the floor. Shout out LeBron. That's huge. 6 games straight. We're going to have to pause that. We have a caller. Yeah. Caller, state your name. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Grayson calling from Ashburn. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on, dude? I was watching that Jordan slam thing the other day. How about that half court jump?
Oh,
hello?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear the question, Grayson.
Oh,
How about that that Jordan, what is it, top of the key or foul line slam? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nostalgic, man. It's nostalgic.
I was watching with my brother. Well, he was listening. You know the deal with that. He was listening, and I was watching. And, yeah, that's sweet, dude.
Absolutely. Again, Michael Jordan, greatest ever. Took off from the foul line, from the free throw line, tucked his legs back. It's picturesque. In fact, anybody over the age of 25 probably has that poster in their room or has had that poster in their room at some point. But, yeah, man, that was great. Thank you for the call, Grayson. We appreciate your time.
Okay, take care, dude.
All right. Diva J has got the laughing gas or something today. Again, we're trying to run a respectable show. You laughing at all the callers just, it doesn't line, it's not in line with respectable.
It's not?
No.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Grayson, I think it was Grayson, right?
I just want you to know. I just want you to know who's calling.
Who was it?
No kidding.
Was that one of your family members?
No.
Listen, I don't. Anyway, shout out to Grayson.
I'm sorry. I felt disrespected.
Shout out to Grayson, man.
I felt disrespected, but So, have you heard about the trade rumors? With Kevin Garnett and the Clippers wanting my KD, that's not going to happen. And he's already shut it down. And I'm glad. And the Clippers seem to think that they're going to change his mind. But I just want to make a disclaimer and let everybody know. KG is not going anywhere. He is going to retire a Boston Celtic. Understand?
Well, who would the Celtics be getting back?
Excuse me? It doesn't matter. KG, I don't care what nobody says, is one of the best players in the NBA.
Current.
No one. There's very little players out there who has heart like he does. So I'm a KG fan. Bye.
Well, I'm a KG fan, too.
You're sometimey. You don't count. You're
sometimey. No, look, I'm a KD fan. I'm not a Boston Celtics fan by any stretch
That's
of the imagination.
That's because you're a hater. That's because you're
What's
a hater.
Up? No, not at all. I'm just not a Boston Celtics fan.
You're a hater.
Listen,
you know, that's the problem with the world today. There's too much hate going on, and
it's too much people that don't like
much,
the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, and you're participating. And the hate that's going on right now. Like, you don't have to be like that.
Right.
You don't need to join the bandwagon, but you don't have to hate.
Right. Speaking of trade rumors and the Boston Celtics, I heard a rumor recently that Rajon Rondo was on the market for one Dwight Howard. How would you feel about that?
Ah, come on home, Dwight. Come home. Rajon ain't going nowhere. But you can go ahead and, you know, trade somebody else. Not Pierce, not Rondo, not Garnett. Just trade somebody else. Let's bring Dwight on home because he just needs to be over here anyway. Because the reality is, and for whatever reason, people just don't understand. Was that us, or was that a horn? That was weird. Okay. So, yeah, what people don't understand and believe is that his contract with the Lakers is up this year. They're not going to sign him. And it's unfortunate because I really feel that if they don't sign him again, that he's going to feel like it's a sign of failure on his part. Because he really wanted to be a Laker. And for whatever reason, people feel as though in order for them to be solidified in the NBA,
they had to be a Laker. And if he leaves after his first year of being on the team, then, you know, I feel like he feels like his reputation will be tarnished, or he feels like in some form or fashion it's made him a failure. And I really hope, and I really feel like that's going to affect his future game. Well, how do you feel about that altitude?
Well, I don't think that Dwight wanted to be a Laker, actually. I just think Dwight wanted out of Orlando. Hold that thought.
Hey, caller, state your name and where you from.
My name is Rick Peters. I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
Hello.
Rick.
Yes, I was kind of listening to the trade rumors you all were talking about.
Okay.
And the one that caught my eye was about Howard. The problem with Howard is everybody thinks he's a finesse center. He is not. He is a dunker, a putbacker. And if he get that in his head, that's his role. Most people think that he's like Kareem. He's not. You know what I'm saying? He's just a banging center. So, therefore, let him bang, just like my man that the Boston got rid of, that's with Thunder. They're kind of the
Kendrick
same
Perkins.
Type centers. Yeah, they're the same type centers. They're not, you know, he's not even close to like Shaq was. Shaq had more moves. Shaq had finesse to be big as he is, you know what I'm saying? Your boy Howard is real stiff like a robot, if you kind of look at his body. There's no limberness.
Very stiff.
He's real stiff, but he's a good defender. And if you remember when he came in the league, what was he? A shot blocker and
right.
a footbacker, right?
So right.
you give him two moves, two, three moves, and you leave it like that. And he
mm-hmm.
needs to quit hollering about not getting the ball. Go get it. You're the biggest
yes.
center out there.
Yes.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Go get it. And another thing is Boston, Danny Ainge messed up once before when he got rid of Perkins. You know what I'm saying? He got rid of Perkins. That was a kind of a bitch move. You know what I'm saying? That kind of hurt him right there. That was it.
Oh,
now you're talking about getting rid of KG. You know what I'm saying? You're breaking up home. This guy's going to retire in 2 years, man. He's about the best thing you got to teach your young guys how to have that heart, how to have that determination, and how to be a winner. And so you keep him and ride him on out. Just improve your second string. But I really wanted to talk about my trade rumors of Brandon Wheaton from the Cleveland Browns. And I really hope they get rid of that dude. I really do. You know, I think anybody else behind center for the one more than five games, man. This dude has not took over one game. And what they played, 16 games?
Right.
He has not. Have you seen him take over a game? I'm not talking about a drive. I'm talking about taking over the game. Letting everybody
no,
know that
I
he
haven't
is
seen him
the
take
main.
Over the game. No.
Right. No, I haven't seen him do that, man. But I really would like for them to put more time into that third-string quarterback, Thaddeus Lewis. This boy has an arm, he has feet, and he can think. We keep getting these guys because somebody say he has a strong arm, he has this, he has that. I haven't seen it. And please don't listen to Mel Kiper. He ain't been right since I've been watching football.
Has he been right?
Just let me know if you think he's been right in anything.
No, I don't
besides that grease he put in his head. You know, that grease he got in his head because his hair in line. But other than that, you know, I haven't seen anything about him.
Yeah. Well, Rick, we appreciate the call. Hopefully the Cleveland Browns take heed to fans like you who don't believe in Brandon Wheaton. And get something done there. We always appreciate you calling into the show. Continue to listen. And thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to listen a little 15 more
right.
minutes.
No
okay.
problem.
Wow.
That was Rick Peters from Dayton, a loyal fan of CLR. We have another caller.
Caller,
state your name. Where you calling
from?
Hello, me?
Yes.
Yes, you.
Oh, hey, my name is Timothy from Dayton, Ohio.
Hello, Timothy. How are you?
Not bad. Welcome to the locker room. Thank you. I want to talk about the trade for the trade for Rondo for old boy. That would be amazing because it would be like the Twin Towers situation. They're all about three things: balling, blocking, and blacking.
Okay.
They're dark. They're super dark. Every one of them. It's like the Grinch stole blackness up in there. It would be amazing.
The Grinch stole blackness.
I would love. It would be like the Twin Towers, except just super dark. Ain't no child of heaven. Ain't no child of hell. It's just both black, both intimidating. They block out the sun. I mean, with their hands and their skin. You understand what I'm saying?
What? Wow. Yeah. I get what you're saying, Timoki. Which is a fitting name. I understand exactly what you're saying, and I think it'll be a decent trade. Obviously, Dwight doesn't particularly want to be in L.A. Rajon's had some issues with the front office in Boston. Maybe it'll be a good change of scenery for both of them.
I'm sure he'll get over that. A few dollar signs put in front of him, a little bit of incentive, he'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm sure. We appreciate you calling in, Smokey. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let my cousin Pookie out.
Yeah.
Okay, for those of you who feel that Dwight doesn't want to be in L.A., I actually pulled up a recent interview that he did with ESPN reporter Stephen Smith on whether or not he wants to be there or how he feels about being there. So I actually want to play the clip. So for those of you who doubt his wanting to be in L.A. can actually hear the response from his very own mouth. So I'm going to play the clip right now.
Whether you could have the same impact that those individuals have, but whether or not you actually want to have it as a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. To that you say what to those who have a question as to whether you want it bad enough or not in purple and gold?
The reason why I play basketball is because I want to be one of the greatest to ever play. And I have a great opportunity. I have a great chance to do that in L.A. And it takes time.
When you say it takes time, Laker fans are saying, no, we don't have but so much time. It's almost over.
These people aren't playing, though.
So to that, what do you say, out the dude?
He kind of danced on the question. He didn't give a straightforward answer as to, yes, I want to be in a Los Angeles Laker. He didn't say that. What he said is, I want to be great. I got an opportunity to do it here in Los Angeles. But I think Dwight Howard is the king of the misdirection, if you will. Like, he spent all the time last year in Orlando, saying, I want to be traded.
Like, you're not going to just talk about my favorite player like that. Dwight Howard and all of his I'm going to take your word, and all of his glory is a glory.
You can't take
He's a very good player. But like I said last week, if Dwight was smarter about the game, he would have done what Derrick Rose did and actually take a seat, had several seats, if you will, and just set out and let your body really heal so that you can have a longevity in the industry. With Dwight's injuries, the injuries that he does have, a back injury is major. One wrong move and you're done. You're done. And then you're sitting paraplegic in a wheelchair for life from the sideline looking stupid. You have a shoulder injury that you need to take care of. So it's just like I really wish that he would just
have several seats for a minute and really understand that your body really needs time to heal, that you really need to take the time out to really get your body together so that when you do come back and you do play, you're dominating the game like you're supposed to be. But in reality, his body is not in position. Neither is Paul Gasol's body. Neither is Steve Nash's body. So Kobe is really the only one out there running plays and making marks. People are commenting on comparing Dwight Howard's free throw shooting to Shaquille O'Neal's free throw shooting, which was not great. It's not great at all. But, I mean, again, he's a center. So he's not going to be great at everything. But I do think that if he goes to Boston, I'm all for it. I'll be at the home game.
I'm sure you will. And I'm sure that Dwight will appreciate you rooting him on in those old Boston Celtics with their bad
Caller, state your name and where you from. Caller, are you there? Okay, it looks like we lost the caller. Don't hate on the Boston Celtics. Like, you cannot hate on the Boston. I don't care. You can't hate on them. Like, what are you hating for? Why you gotta be a hater, Alfred? I mean, why?
Listen. It's not hate. And secondly, don't confuse the great city of Dayton, Ohio, with hating. All right?
Why? But that's what y'all do. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know, both of these hosts are originally from Ohio. I am from the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Are you referring to yourself in third person?
He is from Dayton. So Dayton is like, I can't even compare it to another city. Dayton is like Loudoun County to Virginia. No one knows. No one knows.
This just keeps getting better.
No one knows about it. No one knows about it. But, you know, it's a little city in Ohio, and they want to be in Cincinnati, and they can't be Cincinnati, and that's just what it is. But, you know, it's full of haters. It's full of hateration. That's where the word hate came from. It came from Dayton.
Look. Let me clarify some things here. We are both from the great state of Ohio, America's heartland, if you will. However, we are from two completely different places, as she stated. Dayton, Ohio, home of aviation, as the Wright brothers are from Dayton, home of the great African-American poet Paul Laurence Dunbar, another notch in our belt. While if you go to down south, if you take a trip south for about 40 minutes, you'll run into this abomination called Cincinnati.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is definitely not an abomination.
Some people from
Ladies
Cincinnati.
And gentlemen, if you ride from Dayton, you be like, oh, this is Dayton.
Jerry
Bye.
Springer. Jerry Springer is from Cincinnati, Ohio. What a great guy he is. He's great. Cat Williams is from
Cincinnati,
Ohio.
Steven Spielberg is from Cincinnati. What great guy he is.
Hold on.
Procter & Gamble is at home in Cincinnati.
Hey,
we're
not talking about Procter & Gamble.
No, but it doesn't matter. If you want to talk about aviation, let's talk about Procter & Gamble. But, however, this is not about whose city is greater because we already know the answer to that. It's Cincinnati.
Right.
We've come here to talk about sports, right?
And as usual, you have taken the message off of sports.
But I'm putting it back. Let's put it back.
Let's get it back because we got some scores to run down. Number four, Michigan in college basketball. Penn State University 79-71. Another score, number 20 Wisconsin beat the brakes off of Ohio State 71-49. Like Ohio State shouldn't
even have
been in the gym with
them. Let's talk about that for a minute because, see, you constantly like to throw hate and shade to Ohio State as if Ohio State is just like this minimal institution. But let's be clear.
No, it's not a minimal institution.
Ohio,
it's a lesser institution than the University of Michigan.
The Ohio State University is one of the best universities in the United States of America, okay? Our sports teams are some of the greatest sports teams in the United States of America, including our football team that went undefeated this year and beat the brakes off of Michigan. And
they won by 6 points.
You and I had a bet, and you still didn't man up to the bet, in which I still have to call you out on this because you don't man up to your bet. You don't man
up. Listen, why you got to bring up old stuff?
That's not old.
Why you got to bring up old stuff?
Yeah, man.
Listen, and like I said, I will fulfill my end of the
bet. But you didn't do it when you were supposed to do it.
We didn't have no time limit.
So that means you're not a man of your word. Because
you
went on air, and you said you went on air, just like I went on air, and I said, if Ohio State loses to Michigan, I had to put on something from Michigan.
Did you say the next day?
And when the
Bengals
beat the brakes off of Oakland, you had to do something and put something off from Cincinnati. You failed both of your bets. You were not a man of your word.
You know what the problem is? Is that
the
I
problem
don't
is
live in
not
a Hold on. The problem is that I'm not in the Cincinnati in the vicinity of Cincinnati, and I want you to know how hard it is to find anything Cincinnati Bengals related when you live outside of Cincinnati.
Let me be clear about that. Because there are several malls here that carry those things, in which I've been to them. Pentagon City?
No. Caller, state your name. Where you calling?
You know what? Y'all should just cut the tension and just go. I was just.
What happened?
Cindy, I don't think they want to watch Let It Shine.
Caller, call us back when you're not having personal issues. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so thoroughly confused.
What was that?
I don't know what's going on.
Oh my goodness. I definitely appreciate the brief history lesson that Diva J gave us. But as I stated in a previous quote earlier today, this is a sports show. We've got to move on. Number 9, Arizona, leads Utah by 9 points, 48-39 right now. Louisville outlasted the University of South Florida, 59-41. Number 3, Miami plays Clemson later on today, 8 o'clock in an ACC matchup. Be sure to check that one out. Rafael Nadal just so happens to be my favorite tennis player of the time. Claimed his first title of the year and his first title since last year's French Open. So big congratulations to Rafa today. Serena Williams, the new number one player in the world in women's tennis. In fact, I believe she's the oldest number one player since Martina Navratilova at 31. Serena lost today to the former number one, Victoria Azarenka. It's only Victoria's second win against Serena in 13 career matchups. I'm sure Serena will bounce back, though. And I mean that in more than one way. Shout out to Serena.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, for the listeners, are you listening to this? What did that have to do with sports? Please.
What are you talking about? She plays tennis.
No. Please explain to the caller and the listeners, what the heck does her bouncing back have to do with sports?
Listen, I just explained. I'm going to explain this. I just told you, as well as anybody listening, that Serena lost today to Victoria Azarenka.
No.
When I say that Serena is going to bounce back, I'm talking about from the loss and get back in the win column.
That's not what you're talking about. I'm not going to say what you're talking about because I don't talk about that. But that's not what you're talking about.
That is exactly what I'm talking about.
No, it's not.
It's exactly what I'm talking about.
It's not.
And after this call is over, I'll receive a text from you, and that's not what you're talking about.
That's not what you're talking about.
You talking about Serena Williams and all her glory to glory when you're not talking about sports.
First of all, you do not want me.
You do not want me to talk about Dwight Howard and all of his glory to glory. You do not.
Listen. First of all, I would prefer you didn't. Trust me.
Exactly. Well, I would prefer you not.
Anytime I talk about Serena Williams, it is strictly on a professional level and strictly relates to her ability to play tennis.
Are you saying this with a straight face?
And entertain.
You can't be saying this with a straight face.
That's it. Hey, straight face. You hear any resemblance of a smile on my face?
You're not laughing.
I'm so serious.
No, you're not.
If anybody's out there right now, okay, here's the deal. Anybody listening to TLR right now, man or woman, that feels the same way I feel about Serena or feels the same way that Diva J feels about Dwight Howard, please feel free to call in. I want to set the record straight because I know that there are men out there that watch Serena Williams for the same reason that I watch Serena Williams, and that is, hold on, let me finish. And that is purely for
her
competitive will and
her
will
outfit.
To win.
For her outfit.
I will tell the truth. Her outfits do not hurt her cause. But that is not the sole reason that I watch Serena Williams. She's a great athlete. First, you know what I mean? Like, her and her sister have transcended tennis. Caller, state your name. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Timothy, and I'm calling from Dayton.
Timothy again. What's going on, Timothy?
Hello. Yeah, I was still listening in, and I heard what you said about Serena Williams. Well, you are correct. She is a great tennis player, probably one of the greatest female tennis players I have ever seen. But she looks like Booker T off of WWE.
Booker T. Oh, my goodness. So hold on. Diva J, let's clear this up then. Let's clear this up while we got Timothy on the line. So, Timothy, clearly, you are not watching Serena Williams for reasons outside of tennis because you believe that she looks like Booker T.
I am a perfect sportsman. I enjoy watching sports, but Serena Williams looks like a booger on the napkin. So I can't really tell like that.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Timothy, for clearing that up for us.
You're welcome. Sorry. Keep the love in the heart. Like I said, let my butt not cut Pookie out. Peace.
Yeah. Hey, free Pookie, whoever Pookie is. But Timothy, hold on. Diva J, Timothy just proved my point that you can watch Serena strictly for sport. Are you still with us?
Smokey is not with you.
No, I'm talking to you.
What about it? What?
So my point has been proven, right?
What? That's because he don't like her.
What are you talking about?
Not playing. Sure.
See? There we go.
Free Pookie.
Free Pookie. Definitely free Pookie.
It's crazy. It's funny. However, it still doesn't matter what you say. You can love sports all you want to. So okay, clear this up for the listeners then. Clear this little comment up. What does it mean when she plays her glory of glory? What does that mean?
It's not her glories of glory, number one. See, if you're going to quote me right.
Whatever.
What I say is is Serena in all her glorious glory.
Okay, so what does that mean?
that just means that she's impressive.
Right. Okay.
Right. Huh?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Did you get to see any of All Star Saturday?
I saw Ross. I did see that.
Okay.
I was in the duck contest. I did see that. I will be watching the game tonight. Yeah. Can't wait to see KD play. I'm excited. I love him.
Did you take KG?
He's slowly becoming my Dwight Howard.
Who?
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
Yes.
Who still has not found a brush during his entire NBA career.
Hey, let's be clear. Like, really? Like,
check it out. Check it out for yourself.
Okay,
check it out for yourself.
Has Chris Webber found the comb?
Hey, Chris's style is nappy.
That's what it is. It's nappy.
Chris Webber is not a current player, by the way, and Chris Webber is not on trial.
It does not matter. What about Rasheed Wallace? Has he found a comb or a brush?
Rasheed
exactly.
Wallace
Silent.
And Chris Webber were not being spoken about.
You will not comment. See, here's the thing. Here's the problem with this. He always has something negative to say about the people that I like, right? I don't have anything negative to say about the people that you like.
Sure you do.
Who?
Huh?
Who?
You have a problem with
exactly.
Three
words. Hey, yeah, think about it. I don't see. No, you hate. See, you bring that.
LeBron James.
I have valid reason not to like this man.
You have no reason.
I met him. He set the tone. I didn't. He set the tone. He's the reason I don't like him. It has nothing to do about his playing style. His playing style is phenomenal. He's a phenomenal player.
Okay.
I do not like the man.
Okay. There we go. All right.
I do not like
the player. LeBron James is the best player in the NBA.
But that doesn't mean I have to like him.
I didn't say you had to like him, but you weren't even given that much before.
What?
But let me get you on record. I want this on record. Is LeBron James the best player in the league?
Hell no! Sorry. No!
This is a family show.
I will not give him that. No. So you ask
who's better? Okay.
No, you're asking for touch. It don't matter who's better. You asking for a whole lot right now. You asking me to give credit to somebody that I don't even like. I don't care if you said Michael Jordan. I would not give him that credit. No.
You can't be objective then.
I can be objective if I want to be. I have an opinion.
No, you just said you're asking me to give credit.
He's a phenomenal player,
like.
But it doesn't mean that he's the greatest. He's the best.
I didn't say he's the greatest. I said is he's the best player in the NBA right now.
Oh my God. I'm not gonna answer that. I'm going to go out here and say the player that I really dislike the most more than him is Kobe Bryant.
And Kobe is the second best player in the league right now.
No, I said he's the first.
What? Kobe Bryant is better than LeBron James currently?
I don't like LeBron James.
The
I'm
same
not
with LeBron James, who just had a six-game
you know
streak
who's the greatest?
Of 30 and
you know
60%.
Do you really want to know who the greatest is? You want to know who the greatest is currently right now?
Who?
Me. Now.
Oh, my God.
You wanted an answer, you got it.
Okay. Clearly, Diva J can't be effective.
Sir, you will not get me to ever say that LeBron James is the greatest anything. You
clearly, you can't be objective.
I am objective. I don't like him.
You can't be objective.
I can be whatever I want.
Anyway, last night was All-Star Saturday. Great number of events took place last night, including the skills competition, which was won by the Portland Trail Blazers' Damian Lillard. The outstanding rookie who probably is the front runner for rookie of the year to this point in the season. The Shooting Stars competition was won by Team Chris Bosh with WNBA player Swing Cash and Hall of Famer Dominique Wilkins. They took that one in the final against Russell Westbrook's team that included Maya Moore and former NBA great Robert Horry. The three-point contest was somewhat of a surprise as Kyrie Irving, outstanding point guard from Cleveland, took that over Matt Bonner, I'm sorry, in the final. And the dunk contest was kind of a disappointment just on who ended up winning and who ended up being in the final. But I can't hate on the final round dunks. Those were actually pretty decent. But in a competition that included James White, a former standout from the University of Cincinnati, who is a YouTube sensation, dunking from the free throw line.
Because he's one of the best That's point.
Yeah.
Let's put that out there. Yeah,
sure. And Gerald Green, who, in my opinion, was the favorite to win it. But both of those guys came up short on their second dunks and didn't even make the final round. But shout out to Terrence Ross, the Toronto Raptor rookie, ended up taking the crown of dunker of the night or slam dunk champion. Tonight, the 2013 NBA All-Star Game takes place. Stars like LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade will all be center stage tonight. Make
Shout
sure you tune in to that.
Shout out to Chris Paul. Right. Definitely. Shout out to Chris Paul. One of the best NBA players. Let's clear that up.
Absolutely.
And I'm gonna quit calling him old and washed
up. Who's calling Chris Paul old?
Did you not just say that the whole Celtics team is like old?
Is Chris Paul a Celtic?
Oh, never mind. Sorry. I'm thinking somebody else.
Okay.
My bad.
Right.
No, but he's just fine. That's all. He's a great Clipper player. Awesome.
Oh, a great what?
Clippers player.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, he's definitely.
I know you in Virginia, but.
Come on, man.
Huh?
Come on now.
What?
You can't give away my
sports teams do y'all have?
Huh?
What sports teams do y'all have?
In Virginia?
Yeah.
Let's not make this a competition of Virginia and Maryland because it's not even a competition.
It's not a competition. No, I didn't say it was a competition.
No, because Virginia is a far better state than Maryland.
In what way?
In the way that we have more electoral votes than you.
Is that what? All right, we're not going into politics. I refuse.
Yeah.
Because if you want to be technical, the whole DMV, you know. But we're not going to go there. We're not going to talk politics.
Yeah, don't go there.
Where I asked you, I tried to keep it sports related, and I asked you what sports teams he has.
That's unimportant.
It's not. It is important because we have a sports show.
It's unimportant in this conversation because we're not talking about Virginia.
Okay, that's the question.
Anyway, Virginia has Virginia Tech, the University of Virginia. Norfolk State, go Spartans.
HBCUs, I'll give you love there.
All right. Hampton.
The fake HBCU.
All right.
Okay.
We keep it all the way funky. What does Maryland have, by the way?
Ooh, really? University of Maryland?
What about them?
The crazy Baltimore whatever they call. You know who they are.
Ravens.
Yeah, them.
The world champion Ravens, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Ray Lewis.
No, we're not going to talk about this. I quit. I can't. Yeah, let's not do it. Congratulations on their win, though. Well, I'm very excited about the game that's going to be taking place tonight. I am extremely excited. Can't wait to see KD and Chris Paul and them hit the court and do their thing.
And LeBron.
What happened?
And
did you
LeBron.
Cough? you sneeze? You have a cold?
Hey, okay, listen, let's do this. Let's predict All-Star Game MVPs. You go first.
KD.
Of course. Can you surprise us one time and not go with like your personal favorites? Just shock us one time. I mean,
MVP. Chris Paul.
All right. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say LeBron James.
That's even, but no. Heck no. No. You're not going to come down on me and talk about my personal favorite, but then you went with yours? Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I just got a tweet, by the way, of a listener who really it doesn't appreciate you squealing on in their ear. I'm not gonna put the tweeter on blast. But
you act like I don't have Twitter.
I'm just saying. They tweeted me.
In a DM apparently.
It's not a DM. They added me in a tweet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But anyway,
that's what I said.
LeBron James for All-Star Game MVP.
I mean, can you? We have a caller. Caller, say your name and where you're from.
Hello, this is Mark Henderson from Chicago. How you guys doing today?
Hi, Mark.
Doing great, Mark. How you doing?
All right. DJ, love hearing you. You can scream all you want in the telephone on air.
Thank you.
I want to tell you guys from a standpoint of basketball knowledge, they probably give it to somebody from Houston since they're in Houston tonight for the MVP.
Yeah.
And also, you know, about Serena Williams in all her glorious glory. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So whoever
True.
likes her,
True
and who
words
doesn't,
have never
don't.
Been said, Mark.
Okay. All right, and I'm going to ask you a quick question about Dwight Howard. Here are my thoughts. I think that he should just play out whatever contract he's got going right now or whatever stipulation he has right now and do just like LeBron James did. He finished his contract, move on. Whoever wants him, he should be happy to play for. And don't let them sucker him into doing what he did last year and mess up everything for him and his family. That's what's important, him and his family.
True.
Your thoughts, please.
I'm going to let DJ respond to that first.
I definitely agree with that. I don't think that he needs to be a Laker. I'm not advocating for him to be a Laker. I just felt that he should man up on some stuff. Like, even in regards to the interview that I just did, that we just played a couple of minutes ago, I do agree with Al to do, you know, the ambition, the drive wasn't in the answer. He did dance around the answer to say that, you know, I just want to be a great player. You can be a great player anyway. You don't have to be a great player in L.A. You can be a great player anywhere. You can go to the Minnesota Timberwolves and be a great player. But when you went to the Lakers, you had so much passion because you just had to get out of Orlando. And I feel like even with the injury, like, you should have manned up and said, you know what, I got injuries I need to take care of, and if I want to have longevity in this career, then I need to do what I need to do to get well and to get better. And he didn't do that. So, yeah, you are a crybaby in a sense because every time you get hurt, you're crying. But if you just sit down for a minute and have several seats for a minute, then you wouldn't be crying. And you still get a check.
True. I think I agree, too, that he should just play. He's got 1 year left. After this year, he's a complete free agent. He can do whatever he feels like. And hopefully he picks the team that's best for him, like you said, Mark. And
But as far as his personality goes, he's definitely like a passive aggressive who doesn't really tell you exactly what he wants, but just hints at it through the way he's playing and, you know, his moods or whatever. But Dwight Howard, it's definitely time to grow up. You're too big of a talent to leave the game without a ring. I think he really has a chance to really dominate inside like nobody else can right now. So hopefully he gets it together and lands with a team that wants him and that he mutually wants to be on as well, and they get that worked out. But thank you again, Mark, real quick.
Yes, I'm still here.
MVP of tonight's All-Star game. Go ahead.
I think it'll either be Harden or Jeremy Lin because they're from Houston, and I'm figuring that you know they like to try to prop up the people of the whole city, so that's how it usually goes.
That's true. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Mark, as always. Be sure to check us out next week, and be sure to continue to listen today.
Absolutely.
All right.
You guys have a great one, and I'll talk to you later.
Absolutely.
Bye. Okay, so co-host, what do you feel about what Kobe's statement was in regards to Dwight Howard?
Well, Kobe's always spoken his mind on teammates and coaches and things like that, so I don't think it was a surprise. I don't think it was necessarily the right thing to do, but then again, I don't necessarily agree with a lot of Kobe's decisions in terms of
coming from a teammate standpoint of view, like, would you have ever, was that a call out on your teammate that's supposed to be your teammate? Like, would you have necessarily discussed decisions and comments made?
Listen, here's the razor's edge that Kobe is teetering here. The thing is, Kobe Bryant is close to the end of his career. He knows that. And he wants to win, obviously, another championship or multiple championships before that time comes. And he has a guy in Dwight Howard who they thought would be the same dominant Dwight Howard in Orlando a couple years ago. And I can understand him saying, look, if your injury isn't debilitating, if it's something that you can play through, then we need you to play through it and man up. I understand that. However, like a lot of media people have been saying, you've heard these quotes before, you can't judge an individual's pain threshold. So if it's something that Dwight Howard isn't comfortable with, then who is Kobe Bryant, who, by the way, last time I checked, doesn't have a doctorate, who is he to tell Dwight Howard when or when he shouldn't be playing? I understand that. But I also understand Kobe's point of view in saying, look, suck it up if it's something that can be sucked up, and let's get out here, play basketball, try to win this championship.
True that. So,
Dwight Howard is a crybaby, though.
I agree with that. To a certain extent, I agree with that. I also agree that before he got Hollywood, before he tried to turn Hollywood, like I kept saying in the beginning when we first started the show, before he turned Hollywood, he wasn't like this. But stepping into Hollywood, he doesn't know how to handle the criticism that he is not accustomed to getting. Because, see, when you're in a place like Orlando that is not Hollywood, you don't receive all of this criticism and backlash behind your playing style and everything that you're doing. He didn't receive it until the tail end of last year when they were talking about a trade, and his coach ended up getting fired because of him. So I have always been an advocate that he did not belong in L.A. because he is not a Hollywood type of person. He doesn't have the Hollywood personality. If you want to be honest and real, Dwight Howard is nothing but a country boy because he's from Georgia. They don't deal with that type of stuff. He wasn't involved in Hollywood. He's a church country boy, period.
Yeah,
and you do not see a lot of that in Hollywood. You just don't.
Truth. I agree with everything you said.
We have we are about to close up the
So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to wind down the locker room for this Sunday. We will be back next Sunday to bring you live coverage of the NBA All-Star Game, and we'll possibly be tweeting the All-Star Game tonight. So please be sure to follow me, Diva J, at D-I-V-A-H underscore J, and follow my co-host, Mr. Altidude, at A-L-T-I-D-U-D-E. And be sure to follow the whole entire Intune Family Show, Miss K Bookman, the official Miss P, Miss T Austin, Dr. Sue. Be sure to follow the whole Intune Family and be sure to tune in to all of the shows that we have going on this week and upcoming. If you want to follow the Intune Show, be sure to follow us at capital N-T-U-N-E-D Show on Twitter. Altidude, do you have any other comments?
No, I think you pretty much covered it. Be sure to check in next week. Check us out next week. We'll obviously have the results from the NBA All-Star Game as well as trade rumors in both the NBA and NFL. And, yeah, Ms. P, are you there?
I'm here, guys. Thanks for another entertaining show, and I look forward to next week.
All right. Peace out.
Have a good night.
Representation, or ask questions to get into.